Thank you, and just like I said, a lot of what Etienne said resonates completely with what our experience in the UK, but let me give you some examples. Just quickly about Climate Change Capital, we are a low-carbon fund management house. We've got about 90 people in London and Beijing, and I run the property with a fellow partner. We were set up in 2008 and now have £150 million worth of gross assets in the UK, in the major cities, London and outside London. We invest in urban, non-car dependent assets only. We are very focused on legislation and valuation drivers. We're very focused on flood risk. We're very focused on particularly existing buildings and carbon reduction. We are backed by global institutions from the UK, Australia, and Europe. And our particular focus, which I'll give an example of, is energy efficiency around existing buildings. Just a few pointers of the things we've learned. The most sustainable thing we believe you can do is retrofit an existing building. Most of the buildings, certainly in the UK and probably in France, is probably the same, will be here in 2050. This is the biggest challenge is existing stock. Electricity is a major factor. Electricity leads to carbon emissions, obviously, but it's important not just to focus or really be sidetracked by carbon. The important thing is to reduce energy demand in these buildings, and the carbon will look after itself. We say no green bling, which means we've looked at renewable energy across our portfolio, and we've not found an example, a viable example, where we can deploy renewable energy in an existing building retrofit. For new buildings, it's completely different. But for existing buildings, we're really focusing on as Etienne pointed out, management, operation, measurement. So just a quick example of what we do. This is a building we acquired in Birmingham in 2009. We have a 10-stage process, which I'll just run you through the conclusion of what we've done at this building. We've now really carried out most of the works. We carry out a very comprehensive pre-acquisition sustainability checklist, which includes flood risk, transport, and particular metrics around energy, water, and waste. We look at really the amount of capex that's required to upgrade the building to a standard we would like. We look at tenants' operating costs and how we think we can work with tenants in our buildings to reduce their costs. Before we do any works, we always interview our tenants and do an occupant satisfaction survey across the building to see what they think works and what doesn't. We then agree a target specification with our tenants, carry out the works, and then do ongoing continuous commissioning, making sure the building is doing what it's supposed to be doing. And that sounds simple, but it isn't. We typically enter into green lease addendums with our tenants to ensure that they, as well as we as a landlord, are managing the building correctly. And once works are completed, we do a post-retrofit occupier survey. And really importantly, we do ongoing measurement and benchmarking against our own KPIs. I stress our own KPIs because we've been, frankly, disappointed about when we've looked at the various labels around existing buildings globally, whether it's US, Europe, or even Australia. So we've got our own KPIs that relate, as I said before, to energy, water, waste, and particularly carbon. So just very quickly on this building, it's let for 11 years plus to the UK government. When we acquired the building in the UK, we have display energy certificates, which are A to G. G is the worst, and this building was a 2-3-1, which is a very poor G. What we found after acquiring the building, 3 weeks after it, was that the main meters in the building were miscalibrated by a factor of 2, which is quite incredible. We also found that the main sub-meters were not functioning, and that basically the government tenant didn't know what electricity they were consuming. We also found that one of the retail units was feeding off the government supply, which they didn't know about. We quickly got half-hourly online accurate data for the building, and you'll see where the arrow is pointed that we corrected the metering issue. And as a result of that, we secured a £400,000 refund for our tenant after 2 months of owning the building. So you can imagine we had a very happy tenant. We then sat down with them and said, that's fine, we just corrected the metering issue, but we really want to work on the building. So we've looked at replacing boilers, we've looked at replacing lighting. And you'll recall that we started at a G, if you look at the bottom scale of the DEC. We are now targeting a C, and we're already up to an E. And we've basically carried out energy efficiency measures like replacing lighting, replacing boilers, putting in smart metering, replacing all the controls because the building was not functioning as it was designed. And this is a very common issue. The net result of all of that, since we acquired the building, we have reduced the electricity consumption. I just focus on electricity for this presentation, but we reduced that massively by over 60%. We reduced the cost to our tenants dramatically. Importantly, we reduced the carbon output, and we're now on the way to improving the DEC rating. And I think by the end of this year, we should be at a D, possibly a C. What that has meant to us as investors is we feel we have now a future-proofed asset with a very happy tenant. There'll be no argument at the rent review stage on whether the building is energy efficient or whether the costs are too high. We think that ultimately will feed through to investment value and performance. Last point, as this is quite a short presentation, I'd like to stress is the ongoing management and monitoring. It's fine to upgrade your building and do whatever, but unless you actually have the accurate data and monitor that regularly, then frankly you're wasting your time. So what we did here is put in main smart meters, a lot of sub-metering throughout the building per floor, per major individual elements of plant, for example, heating and cooling. And we now, in this building, if you walk in the entrance, there's a live energy display monitor showing literally half-hourly live data on how we are doing. And there's benchmarks against targets. It shows the improvements, and it very importantly engages the occupiers in the building around the entire process of upgrading this to a more sustainable asset. So I hope that gives you a good overview of how we do things, and that concludes my presentation.